Hello.
Oh, hi, Eric.
Yes, it's me.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, my card is good, but last time when I talked to one of your members, so I said that if this doesn't work for me, I'm not gonna pay anymore.
So I need to give you some options, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 22nd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is it's only past due for $249, because come May 22nd, it'll reoccur to $498, and that will continue to happen until this settles. So let me ask you, what about the program is not working for you?
I have received clients, and I have paid, I think, 2 months already, and I have no clients from the app.
So I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but I do want to tell you that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 334 times, and there's 20 leads on the dashboard coming through the tracking number that we've provided for you. So I'm thinking that you've gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, I haven't talked to just one guy called me one time, but the rest always call, but like when I want to answer or call back, it's like nobody answers.
Okay, so I can go through the dashboard and listen to these calls and just see. I noticed that one's a 14-second call, one's a 3-second call. So if people are finding you on the first page, and let's say they call you and they get your voicemail or they get a mailbox that's not set up, it could be that that's a missed opportunity. They might call the next guy. And I'm thinking that maybe a lot of these clients are getting your voicemail since they're not longer than... Oh, actually, there were some last month that were longer. There was Wayne Robertson, 30 seconds, 36 seconds. There was a caller from 240-705-6158 that was a minute 35. So there are some longer calls on here, too. 4 minutes and 26 seconds, 571-239-4428. So I'm thinking you've gotten at least some solid work out of this. Now, you do have an option, Eric, where your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll continue to come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So how much is in total?
So it's $249 right now, but that includes the Facebook ads. So if you take the Facebook ads off, it'll lower your subscription to
$149. Okay. Can you write it down a note, or can you say, like, I'm going to try this month. this is my life now. It doesn't work.
So there's no way to write a note like that. The account, according to your agreement, will continue to reoccur. So what I could do is, since your billing date is on the 22nd, is I can send you an email maybe a couple of days ahead of time and say, hey, Eric, Local Splash will bill on the 22nd. That way you'll get a reminder to call us if you do decide to cancel.
Okay.
So do you want to continue this month with the Facebook ads, or do you want me to take those off? Okay, yeah, I think you're getting good results. So I'll send you a fresh link to the dashboard so that you can see the results. And also, Eric, I will recommend, you have 2 5-star reviews on your Google listing, so you're doing excellent there. But I also recommend to continue with that. So I'll send you a review generator email that will help you get even some more fresh 5-star reviews, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for the new payment, is it going to be a different card?
No, it's going to be the same thing.
Okay. So the system tried to process it this morning, and it said insufficient funds. Do you need a little bit of time to transfer the money in there?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to transfer. 249, right?
Yep, 249, correct.
Okay.
And while you do that, I'll send you that email for the next billing so you get a reminder.
Okay, sounds good.
So the 22nd is your billing. I'll send it on Thursday the 18th just so you get a little reminder. I'll put reminder of May.
And okay. Also, yeah, it's good.
It's good, okay. Sure, I'll try it now. Okay, so I just got that set up, and then let me go back to the billing. And then, let's see here. Okay, that one worked. I got the green light for you, so thank you for updating that. And it sounded like you might have another question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I post pictures, different pictures in Google, right? Can you add in Facebook, then Facebook too?
So, you uploaded pictures on Google, or did you send them to us?
I think I uploaded. I did it myself.
Okay, so then let me double check here. I'll send a note over to that department, and I'll have them take the pictures that you uploaded on your Google listing and put them on your Facebook for you, okay?
Yeah, I went on both pages, in Facebook and Google, too. So that way.
Oh. So do you remember, how did you send them? Did you send them in an email, or did you upload them on the dashboard? Because I thought you were saying that you put them on your Google listing.
Yeah, I did it. I put it on my Google, but I want to put it in the Facebook too.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. Yeah, if they're already on the Google listing, I'll have the technicians go in there and put them on the Facebook too. That's no problem, Eric.
Please.
Yeah, so that revision will be updated within 1 to 3 business days. And then in the meantime, if you have any questions on the review generator email or on the dashboard email, you can always feel free to call us also, okay?
Sounds good. So my question is, when is the date of the payment?
The next date that you'll be charged is May 22nd. So I set up an automatic email to go to you on May 18th to remind you. So that way, if you decide not to continue, you can call us, and you won't have any further billings. But I'm confident based on the results that I'm seeing, you're probably going to want to continue with it. But of course, if for any reason you don't, just feel free to call us, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.